or at moreheadstate.edu.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
The driver of the motorcycle attempted to avoid the collision.
A Moorhead woman is dead after a motorcycle accident on Sunday.
The family of an Elliott County homicide victim is speaking out.
A Cincinnati man was killed in an ATV accident this weekend.
A restaurant worker in Mount Sterling has been diagnosed with hepatitis A.
A controversial abortion law has been struck down in Kentucky.
In sports, Round soccer teams head to Greenup for a doubleheader tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And tonight, we have cloudy skies with a low around 64. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A Moorhead woman is dead and her husband was seriously injured Sunday evening in a motorcycle accident. Kentucky State Police say Terry and Tanya Johnson were riding their motorcycle on U.S. 60 in the Globe community when a minivan pulled into their lane. Terry Johnson tried to avoid a collision but was unsuccessful. Senior Trooper David Borman says both Terry and Tanya were wearing safety gear at the time of the accident.
I can say that even low-speed collisions on motorcycles are often fatal just because there's no real protection for the passengers on the bike. So this was a 2000 Suzuki. The new ones tend to have flashing headlights and things of that nature to make themselves more visible.
Tanya Johnson, the passenger on the motorcycle, was pronounced deceased at the scene by Carter County coroner. Terry Johnson was transported to St. Clair Medical Center for treatment and was later airlifted to the University of Kentucky Hospital in Lexington.
The family of an Elliott County man is grieving after an apparent homicide. According to WSAZ, 44-year-old Chris Doodle Middleton was found murdered in a vehicle sitting in front of a home on State Route 1555 in the Olive Hill area of Elliott County last week. Middleton's ex-wife, Rebecca Messer, says her brother was killed the same way almost 10 years ago. She says seeing this happen to Middleton opens old wounds.
When my brother was murdered, their only answer to that was he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Losing Doodle pretty much in the same way, it's like opening up an old wound.
Messer says Middleton had his problems, but he was a good man. She says Middleton had been in recovery for 5 years and relapsed a year ago.
26-year-old David Harris was killed in an off-roading accident Saturday in Boyd County. Several people from the Cincinnati area came to rush off-road to climb rock. When the drive shaft broke on his vehicle, Harris attempted to make the repair, but was killed when the vehicle rolled on top of him. Boyd County Coroner Mark Hammond says people should take extra precaution when riding ATVs.
So what we recommend more than anything is helmets. Seat belts or safety belts or harnesses are the biggest things, and then chalk the tires or putting something behind the tires so the vehicle won't roll back. We recommend all three of those.
Harris is the second fatal incident this year at Rush Off Road.
Lexington authorities are looking for a man accused of robbery. LAX18 reports the victim was robbed just before 2:30 this morning when the man who gave the victim a ride to an ATM took his money and fled the scene. The suspect was last seen in a black Dodge Charger heading down Versailles Road. Anyone with information should contact police.
A Scott County man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for his part in the 2016 death of a teenager. LAX18 reports that 29-year-old Michael Davidson was convicted of one count of possession of a handgun by a convicted felon and being a persistent felony offender. On August 27, 2016, Davidson allegedly shot into a mobile home in Stamping Ground, killing 15-year-old Morgan Penn. Davidson is still awaiting a trial on murder charges in connection with that death.
Two teenagers in Jessamine County accused of organizing a school shooting are sentenced to federal prison. Haley Hansen reports.
18-year-old Tristan Kelly and 19-year-old Cody Ritchie pled guilty in June to one count of cyber stalking after working together to create a Snapchat disguised as another person. They then made posts making it sound like that person would shoot up Jessamine County Public Schools. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Kentucky says because it happened a few days after the Parkland, Florida school shooting, it, quote, needlessly put people in fear. Kelly was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison. Ritchie received 27 months. I'm Haley Hansen.
The Montgomery County Health Department has confirmed that an employee at the Pilot Station subway on Owensville Road has tested positive for hepatitis A. According to LAX 18, the health department conducted a restaurant inspection to make sure the restaurant was following required food handling regulations, such as ensuring that all food handlers were wearing gloves and using surface cleaner that kills the hepatitis A virus. The restaurant passed that inspection. Although the risk of transmission to the public from this case has been determined to be low, individuals who visited the Pilot subway from September 10th to the 19th should be aware of the symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says symptoms can take up to 50 days to develop, but there have been no cases linked to any restaurants in Montgomery County at this time.
A Lexington judge has ruled that a lawsuit filed by a former dentist at the University of Kentucky can proceed to trial. Rainer Mullins claims that he was fired for publicly criticizing Governor Matt Bevin's plan to overhaul the state's Medicaid program. Mullins lost his job last year after more than 40 years with UK. According to WKYT, the lawsuit has been filed against the dean of UK's College of Dentistry, Dr. Stefanos Kirkanidis, who would have approved his loss of employment. Judge Robert Weir determined that Mullins established evidence of a potential violation to his right of free speech. Kirkanidis has denied these claims. The trial will begin November 6th.
Officials in Harrisburg say Hitachi is laying off employees working at its local plant today. Harrisburg Mayor Eddie Long tells WKYT he was aware of the layoffs as the company asked the city for police presence as a precaution. The city sent one police officer to the plant, but the mayor is unaware of any security issues as a result of the layoffs. The Kentucky Automotive Industry Association said in 2017, Hitachi employed approximately 2,800 people in the state. Long believes a significant number of workers are being laid off, but an official count has not been released. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
U.S. District Judge Greg Stiver struck down controversial law Friday that would have shuttered Kentucky's only abortion clinic. The 1998 law held that abortion clinics must have transfer agreements with hospitals and ambulance services, which critics say is not shown to be medically necessary. Attorneys for Governor Matt Bevin argued that there are out-of-state providers women could use if Kentucky's abortion clinic closed. Carol Savkovich is with the Kentucky Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, and she tells WLKY that's not an option for many women.
Some women won't be able to do it because some women are already stretched so thin just to be able to afford an abortion in-state. And when you add to that extra travel expenses, lodging expenses, lost work time.
Governor Bevin's communications director said his office is disappointed with the ruling. His attorneys say they plan to appeal.
The Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence is asking the Commonwealth to help raise money to provide emergency assistance for survivors of domestic abuse. Coalition spokesperson Whitney Reynolds is coordinating the Allstate Foundation Purple Purse Challenge in Kentucky. She says many people who experience domestic violence will also be financially abused.
Their abuser may have control of their finances, or they're not used to ever having control of their own finances. They're not comfortable leaving because they don't know how to sustain themselves financially.
Kentuckians are encouraged to wear purple to raise awareness or donate to the Purple Purse Challenge, where every dollar raised will go to help an abuse survivor build independence, including legal services, housing, food, childcare, and transportation.
Governor Matt Bevin says an unfavorable Supreme Court decision on the state's pension bill could doom the state's struggling retirement system. Bevin issued the warning in an interview with Spectrum News.
We have the worst funded pension system in America. It is failing. And if a handful of judges want to assume the responsibility of the legislature and say that they get to make the laws, and they want to breach the long tradition of separation of powers, it's going to be a dangerous, dangerous precedent.
But opponents, including Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear, say the opposite, that allowing the pension bill to stand would violate the state constitution. Last week, the Kentucky Supreme Court heard arguments that the General Assembly did not give the required number of readings to the bill, shortchanging both lawmakers and the public.
Getting a high school diploma in Kentucky could soon become more difficult. The Kentucky Board of Education is scheduled to vote Wednesday on new minimum high school graduation requirements. Kentucky Interim Commissioner of Education Wayne Lewis tells Wave 3 News the changes are needed to improve student performance across the state.
This is a tough conversation. This is a really big shift that we're talking about making with high school graduation, but we simply cannot continue to hand kids high school diplomas that are no more than certificates of attendance.
The proposed requirements would be a demonstration of college or career readiness for high school freshmen starting in the fall of 2019 and passing new math and reading exams, which would become a requirement for students entering ninth grade in 2020. The Jefferson County Teachers Association opposes the changes, saying they will lead to decreased graduation rates and limit post-secondary educational opportunities for the most vulnerable of students.
Morehead State University signed an agreement with Sullivan University on Thursday. Students going into the biomedical sciences pre-pharmacy field will take their first 3 years at MSU before transferring to Sullivan, where they would begin the Doctor of Pharmacy program. Dr. James Morgan called this a very hopeful moment for students.
A lot of good things here, and it's great to have President Marr and Sullivan College of Pharmacy on our campus today. This is a great day for our students at Morehead State University.
Students accepted to Sullivan will graduate from MSU with a Bachelor of Science after their first year in the Doctor of Pharmacy program. Taking a look at our weather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy skies tonight with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a low of 67 degrees. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely in the morning and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 79 and an 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, a few clouds with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a low of 66. On Wednesday, fog early with showers developing later in the day and high of 82 degrees. Right now, it is 82 degrees in Morehead and Flemingsburg. In Maysville, 83 degrees as well as in Mount Sterling. 84 degrees in Grayson and Lexington, 85 degrees in Inez and Ashland.
On our feature segment today, Paintsville High School students have an opportunity to graduate with a job in the medical field. WMKY's Kyle Blankenbuehler has the story.
Big Sandy Community and Technical College announced its partnership with Paintsville Independent School District this semester. BSCTCS President Dr. Sherry Zolka says the goal of this partnership is to train high school students to become certified nurse aides in Eastern Kentucky.
I've been here about a year. David Gibson had actually approached me about doing something like this because it sounded like a really good idea for a push of having people come to our campus, but also get involved in some of the technical programs, because prior to this, I don't think there was a relationship between Paintsville Independent School District and Big Sandy.
Training is underway, and 30 Paintsville High School students started the program during the fall semester. With the certification, many of the students will graduate high school and go directly into the workforce. David Gibson is the principal of Paintsville High School. He says it was a great opportunity for students to get college credit.
I reached out to Dr. Zilka with the proposal of setting up some kind of relationship where we could have our kids be serviced by Big Sandy Technical School. From that, we started doing a survey of interest from our kids, and the nurse program just blew the doors off. We had 50-some kids that wanted to sign up for the program. It was obvious that that was the first pathway that we wanted to start.
Gibson says they're looking to expand that into other technical areas, such as auto body, mechanics, welding, carpentry, and electricity. Most of the high school programs in the state are looking towards industry certification.
There's been a new interest in creating those pathways for our kids. Scholar independent schools do not have their own technical school. We have to be willing to reach out and partner with other programs like Big Sandy to get those pathways for our kids. So it was an ideal partnership, but the technical schools part of this is something that we have a big interest in and a big demand for our kids, and Dr. Zipt has been a great partner with that.
Every senior at PHS is part of a Serve and Learn program, which allows students to go out into the community and do work studies in a field of their choice. Gibson says confidence is the key for them putting their best foot forward. Zilka adds there are a lot of opportunities in the healthcare field.
That's one of the stable and growing markets out there today. There's always going to be a need for the healthcare. We're really trying to get these students in there, and they may just want to stop there, or they may want to go on to get their RN, like you said, but it's an opportunity.
Gibson says this is a high school credit, similar to what you would find in the traditional technical schools that high schools have on campus. However, it is not exactly a dual credit opportunity.
As far as a dual credit opportunity on this one, that's not the case. We are able to use Perkins dollars, which is the career and technical pathway for high schools in the state of Kentucky, to help offset the cost of this. There was also scholarship opportunities that Dr. Zilka's staff was able to help our kids with. I think that right now it's a push as far as cost from our end and her end, so we're very excited about that.
Zilka says BSCTCS is always looking for opportunities to partner with local high schools. The college currently has an early college academy in Pikeville.
Students come to the campus and participate in getting their associate's degree while they're still in high school, too. So we've got some partnerships going already, but we're always looking for ways to expand and to get people to appreciate college and what it can do for them and get them excited about their future.
For more information about the CNA courses, go online at bigsandy.kctcs.edu. For WMKY, I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
It's 447 and 83 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business, online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Celebrating more than 90 years in business, Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional Kentucky confections, including Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, Jameson's Chocolate, Blue Mondays, and an assortment of cream candies, gift baskets, and Kentucky-made gifts. Online ordering and shipping through Facebook at ruthhuntcandy.com.
It's a Soccer Vikings doubleheader tonight. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Vikings soccer teams hit the road tonight for a doubleheader at Greenup County. The girls' game is slated for 6 p.m., with the boys facing off at 8. The Lady Vikings are 9-6 on the season, coming off a 3-0 win over Ashland Blazer last week. Rowan's guys are 16-1 on their season, coming off a win over East Carter yesterday. Boys coach Alan Evans says the Greenup games shouldn't be too difficult for his Viking team.
You know, they've only scored one goal on the year. I mean, I don't expect it to be too competitive in the match, but, you know, just looking, you know, get some of my guys in there that haven't had a lot of playing time this year and get them some time and then, you know, just hopefully come out with a win on that one.
The Viking boys host Perry County Central tomorrow night. The district tournament begins next week. Other boys' games tonight include 10-1-1 Boyd County is hosting 10-5-1 Fleming County, 6-5 Boyd County is playing host to 6-6 West Carter, 10-2-1 Lawrence County is traveling to face off with 6-7-1 Russell, and 3-12-1 Ashland Blazer is traveling to Hurricane, West Virginia tonight. Along with the Rowan girls soccer Vikings, other girls soccer games tonight are 5-8 Boyd County taking on 2-8 Paintsville at home, 8-4-1 Bath County is hosting 7-6-1 West Carter, and 4-9 Morgan County is traveling to 6-4 Powell County. There are several area volleyball teams hitting the court tonight. 22-10 West Carter is taking on 2-7 Elliott County tonight at home. 17-13 Fairview is taking on 2-28 Bath County. 7-19 Morgan County is traveling to take on 17-9 Breathitt County. And 2-19-1 Greenup County is on the road for a 7 p.m. matchup in Chesapeake, Ohio. The Rowan County Senior High School football team will be hitting the practice field hard this week. The Vikings have dropped their last two games, bringing them to 4-3 on the season. Head coach Kelly Ford says the problems became pretty clear after falling to Greenup County 56-20 on Friday.
We got to go back fundamental. Tackling. Our pass coverage wasn't very good tonight. Their quarterback was really good throwing the football, and we didn't cover the pass very well. We just got to get back to fundamentals and play our Round County football.
The Vikings are back at home this week. They'll host Boyd County Friday at 7:30. Coming off a 24-10 win over South Carolina on Saturday, Kentucky's football Wildcats are now up to number 13 in the AP College football rankings. Anchored by senior linebacker Josh Allen, Kentucky's stout defense has stifled opponents, holding them to only 12.6 points per game. Head coach Mark Stoops talked Monday about the importance of Allen's decision to return to school and forego the NFL draft last spring.
He most definitely would be on an NFL roster this year. But he decided to come back and make a difference, for the rest of his life. And he's doing that. He's playing some incredible football.
Stoops will face his former mentor Jimbo Fisher when Kentucky goes on the road to face Texas A&M this week. Kickoff between the Wildcats and the Aggies from College Station is set for 7 p.m. Saturday night. The Cincinnati Bengals took down the Atlanta Falcons 37-36 in a shootout yesterday. The Bengals sealed the victory on a touchdown catch by A.J. Green with just 7 seconds left to play. After the game, Green was asked if he prides himself on rising to the occasion when the game is on the line.
Of course. That's why I'm here. They pay me the big bucks to make the big plays, so I'll try.
The win moves the Bengals to 3-1 on the year and a first-place tie in the AFC North with Baltimore Ravens, who beat Pittsburgh Sunday night. Cincinnati already holds a win over the Ravens this season. The Bengals next play host to the Dolphins on Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. The 3-0 Chiefs head to Denver to take on the 2-1 Broncos tonight on Monday Night Football. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes has lit up the league so far this season, throwing a record 13 touchdown passes through the first 3 weeks. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on tonight's matchup.
It'll be a great atmosphere for football, and they're a good football team. So, and it's a little bit of they know us and we know them, and it should lend itself to a really good physical game. And we look forward to that challenge.
The Broncos have lost their last 5 matchups against the Chiefs. Kickoff tonight in Denver is set for 8:15 on ESPN. And lastly in sports, the Morehead State's men and women's golf teams are back in action this week. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
The Morehead State men's and women's golf teams are back in action this week. For the second consecutive season, Morehead State men's golf travels to the state of North Carolina to compete at the Hummingbird Intercollegiate. The 54-hole event, hosted by Western Carolina, tees off from the Country Club of Sapphire Valley in Cashiers, North Carolina. Last season, Morehead State tied for 3rd at the event, besting the 3 other Ohio Valley Conference teams also competing in the field. And after a week off, Morehead State women's golf travels to Clarksville, Tennessee to compete at the F&M Bank APSU Intercollegiate. The trip marks the 4th time and 2nd in as many years that the Eagles have competed in the 2-day event, hosted by fellow OVC member Austin P. Both events tee off today. For WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And that's going to do it for sports for today. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilton Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football hosts San Diego at noon on Saturday, and soccer welcomes Austin Peay at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Volleyball's next home match is Wednesday, October 10th, with UT Martin. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Hilliard Lions.
This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed higher on the first day of the fourth quarter as investors cheered news of Canada joining a trade deal with the United States and Mexico. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 192.9 at 26,651.21. The S&P 500 was up 10.61 at 2924.59, and the NASDAQ Composite was actually down 9.05 as you had some weakness in large tech stocks, finishing at 8,037.30. Your trade-sensitive stocks were strong today as shares of Ford and General Motors advanced 0.8% and 1.6% respectively, and Boeing, a stock that's also sensitive to trade, rose almost 3%. And as mentioned, Canada and the U.S. secured a trade deal to replace the current North American Free Trade Agreement. The new accord is expected to be named the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA for short. Tesla shares were up almost 20% today. This after the CEO, Elon Musk, settled charges with the SEC over the recent aborted bid that he had to take the firm private. As part of the settlement, Musk will relinquish his position as chairman of the board at Tesla for at least 3 years. Tesla and Musk will pay $20 million each in fines. Also, General Electric was a big gainer today. It gained just over 7% after the company abruptly removed CEO John Flannery from his post and named Lawrence Culp as his successor. In the commodities markets, oil was up 3.2% at $75.61 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,192.90 an ounce. And Europe stocks were up somewhat today, with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. In Asia, stocks were stronger, with the Nikkei up 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite up 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and Chevron, while the worst performers were Intel and Walgreens. In the S&P 500, the best performers were GE and Praxair, while the worst performers were Nektar Therapeutics and F5 Networks. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 37 cents at 84.23, CSX up 98 cents at 75.03, Marathon Petroleum up 248 at 82.45, AK Steel up 4 cents at 4.94, AEP was unchanged at 7.88, and U.S. Bancorp is up a penny to finish at 52.83. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the East Kentucky Expo Center, presenting Wonderland, a holiday concert event with Cirque Musica and the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 13th. Tickets available now at the Appalachian Wireless box office, Ticketmaster, or on the phone at 1-800-745-3000. Wonderland with Cirque Musica and the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra, December 13th at the East Kentucky Expo Center. Tickets are at 1-800-745-3000.
Looking at the weather again, tonight partly cloudy skies with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a low of 67 degrees. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely in the morning and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 79. Tomorrow night, a few clouds with a stray shower or thunderstorm and a low of 66 degrees. On Wednesday, foggy early with showers developing later in the day and a high of 82 degrees. And on Wednesday night, mostly clear skies with a low of 68.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, MSU Choirs will host a lasagna dinner and concert fundraiser from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 4th at the First Baptist Church on Main Street in Moorhead. Dinner includes lasagna, salad, breadsticks, drinks, and desserts. The concert features performances by the MSU Concert Choir, Chamber Singers, Jazz Vocal, and Black Gospel Ensembles. Cost is $12 for adults and $8 for students.
The Round County Solid Waste Office is sponsoring a free disposal day at the Round County Landfill from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, October 6th. Open to all Round County citizens, all loads must be covered, no hazardous materials accepted, and no commercial truckloads or trailers. The fee per car tire is $6 and $12 for commercial tires. There's more information by calling 784-6345.
The MSU Symphony Band will perform their fall concert at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 9th. The concert will be held in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. The event is free and open to the public.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music invites you to a community square dance at the Round County Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 10th. Make new friends, learn to square dance, or just enjoy the music. Admission is $3 and free to students. All ages and ability levels are welcome.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boy, Joe Lewis, Naya Andweza, Sam Haynes, Brian Courtney, Macadocious Miller, Chanice D. Davis, Shel Marie Mosley, Haley Sidham, Jack Cottle, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Kyle Blankenbuehler. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.